Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Communities and the following sponsors.
Tis the season, tis the reason, Hot Republic, we make Christmas happen. Add a splash of great rates, online applications, a dash of full financing. Wait, but something missing, sprinkle in a cash prize, throw in some quick approvals, all the ingredients to make Christmas happen.
This Christmas, take advantage of 95% financing for new borrowers, 100% financing for repeat borrowers, competitive rates, and more. It's true, all the right ingredients too.
Make Christmas.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Here are some important tips to ensure you can collect your winnings when you play any of our lottery games. When you buy your ticket, write your name and address legibly on the back. This way, no one can steal your ticket and claim that it is theirs. Don't let your terminal ticket get wet and store it in a cool, dry place, as the thermal paper can turn black if you don't. Watch the results on NCN Channel 11 daily at 20 hours and check the newspapers. Call our hotline on 226-0753 or check our Facebook page. If your winnings are $25,000 or below, you can collect from your local agent. If the amount is over $25,000 to $100,000, you must visit our regional offices in Georgetown or Berbice. If you win over $100,000, please visit our head office. You will receive a receipt if your ticket is not a winner. You will also receive a receipt if your ticket wins. Please ensure you collect your receipt, as it is proof of your transaction. You have up to 90 days to collect your winnings. Only players 18 years or older can play or redeem lottery tickets. Enjoy playing our games! And remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Thinking of a sweet addition to your meals? There's only one choice that will make your family happy. Champion Icing Sugar. For everything from cakes to syrups to donuts to teas. Champion Icing Sugar, a proud member of the Edward B.B. Harry family. Champion, giving you a reason to sit back, relax, and enjoy. Champion Icing Sugar, always a winner.
The last time we were in Murondoy, Sister Patsy had visited James about village council matters. Having discovered that Cecil was alone upstairs, she went into the house, unknown to James. June returned and was quite upset to find Cecil and Patsy together, and a heated argument started, during which Cecil stormed out, declaring that he was moving in with Sister Patsy. And now, as we return, Monica is preparing for the first meeting of the Murondoy Restoration Committee.
Hi, fine man. You were the first to arrive.
Monica, girl, you know I does always try to be punctual wherever I go.
Well, the others still have 15 minutes to get here. I came early to set up and so.
Yeah, man. I'm really glad to be part of this thing. Plenty youths wasting time in this village.
Yeah, but we can't blame them. We got to think about what kind of example we really setting for them.
True.
I mean, looking back on the days we ancestors started buying villages, them people had a plan.
So true. They dig them trenches, establish schools, churches, and all of the... Nobody didn't really have time for waste back then.
Maybe because they had to prove that they could do it.
But nowadays, many people take things for granted.
I think maybe because a lot of them don't know. Who in Murondoy is sitting down and telling the young people about we history? No long ago, old people used to sit down and talk to we and tell we stories from the past. But how many people doing that now?
Them youth man ain't get the patience for that. It's a different world we living in now. Everything fast-paced. Remember, it's the age of technology. Everything instant.
Yeah.
You put something on the Facebook, and before you know it, they're all over. Every day is a different trend.
Well, as a committee, we really got we work cut out for we. We gonna have to come up with creative ways to get the young people's attention.
So true.
Mom, I'm begging you. Please come to the meeting.
June, why are you forcing me to do this?
I'm afraid of what might happen to you if you don't get involved in something.
If I die, all you have to do is cremate me.
Please stop talking like this. And when did you decide that you wanted to be cremated?
I don't want to rest anywhere near Cecil. I know that you would want to bury us near each other, but I want to be at peace in the afterlife and not fighting with that silly man. My request is to burn me and sprinkle my ashes in the ocean.
Okay, thanks for letting me know. Now will you get up and let's go? The meeting is supposed to be starting now.
June,
please, just come to one meeting. If you don't want to continue after that, I promise I won't bother you again.
Fine.
Well, Miss Monica, I must say that I'm very happy that you started this restoration committee and that you asked me to be a part of it. We do really need something like this in Morundi.
Yes.
Yeah, man, it's really admirable what you're doing here, Monica.
And the wonderful thing about it is, we have a good mix of
people. I just hope we could get things back on track in Morundi. Whatever little part we can
play. I will never do whatever is required of me.
All right. Let me make a start. Ryan can't make it today, and I guess June and Lucille will join us later.
You sure Lucille coming? If I know she will, June probably battling to convince you to come.
Honestly, this committee could do without Lucille. The way the woman does lock down on other people is ridiculous.
Hey, y'all don't talk too loud. At least she got reason to be miserable now.
What happened?
Mr. Carter moving with Sister Patsy.
What?
Wonders never cease. Yeah.
Well, that is scandalous. Lucille must be shame.
Mr. Carter, how could Mr. Carter do something like that?
Patsy must be walk pony.
I don't put nothing past she.
Think for cry, yeah, I laugh. Mr. Carter probably starting to suffer from dementia or something because I really don't know why he would hook up with an old sketter like Patsy.
Maybe that's why he hook up with she. Then by say, Patsy, got your skills.
What is this?
Well, I don't ever want to find out.
If she was me mother, I would have shame.
You see how you got your luck, fine man?
You call the luck? Sonya would have had me neck. And one thing I don't like is when woman does come on too strong. I think it's the man supposed to approach.
All right, all right. We need to get on with the
good
meeting.
Good afternoon, everyone. Sorry to be late.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Greetings to one and all.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Mrs. Carter, I am so happy you could join us.
I am just here to sit in today. I'm making no promises.
Okay, Mom.
All right. Welcome, everyone. We are about to commence our first Morundi Restoration Committee meeting. For June and Lucille, who just joined us, Ryan Thomas sends his apology.
You see, it has started already. How could he miss the first meeting?
He had to travel out of town for an important business meeting, Mrs. Carter. Hmm. As I mentioned, when I contacted all of you, my main objective is to restore Morundi to its former glory.
Yeah, nice.
Over the last 2 decades, we have seen a breakdown in values within our community. We have seen the death of activities such as farming, and we have seen a general breakdown in the cooperative spirit.
Well, Monica, I must say that I agree 100% with all those points.
As you all may or may not know, I'm also a member of the village council, and over the last few months, we have discussed the plan of action for regional development.
Explain that again, because like I didn't too clear when Mommy was telling me, or maybe I wasn't listening.
A little while ago, President Granger challenged every region to come up with a plan of action for the region.
Oh, yes?
You must read the newspaper a little more often, Rhonda. These things is being the news.
Yes, but you really trying to say about me, fine man?
Nothing, girl.
Oh,
may I address the chair?
Yes, Mrs. Carter.
If we are going to be serious about what we say we want to do, we must exercise respect for each other and set ground rules as to how these meetings will run. We all are aware of how they bark at each other at the village council meetings. I am not prepared to be a part of any such vulgarity, and I will not have my name associated with corruption.
Okay. Mrs. Carter raised a good point about setting ground rules. Maybe that's the first thing we should do.
So we can just ignore all the other stuff she said. Okay.
Miss Boston, Am I bothering you?
Mom?
Monica, let we continue.
Yeah, too early in the game, man. We gotta be serious about what we're doing.
Okay, ground rules. Let's set them.
All right.
Okay, so these are the rules we have agreed on. You must seek the chairperson's permission before speaking by raise of hand. We will have a different chair each meeting. An excuse is expected before the meeting when you're going to be late or absent, except in cases of emergency. We must respect each other's opinion. Personal affairs must not be discussed at these meetings. Everybody happy?
Yeah, that's fine. Good rules.
Permission to speak.
Yes, Mrs. Carter.
If this organization is going to become a permanent structure, it will be the wise thing to have a document stating exactly what our goals and objectives are.
Thank you, Miss Lucille. And that is part of what I wanted to discuss today. The Plan of Action for Regional Development seeks to develop the region economically, socially, and environmentally. Also, it will look at infrastructure. Yes, Mrs. Carter?
Sounds like a wonderful idea. But as far as I know, this region is still working on the plan.
That is correct.
So how do you see us fitting into that?
Well, I want us to start working using those same ideas to develop Murundoy.
Yeah, nice.
Great idea. Also, I want us to build back village pride. People must want to come to Murundoy to live when they see what we are doing. Yes, Lawrence?
But at the same time, we ain't want too many strangers coming here and taking all the fruits of our labor.
That's true. Yeah.
Anybody coming in this village got to contribute in some way.
Yeah. I agree. Yes, June?
I know part of the plan for the region is for every region to develop their own emblems. Victoria Village designed a beautiful one that shows how they purchased their village with the money in a wheelbarrow. Wouldn't it be wonderful to have a Murundoy flag?
Yes, June.
Excellent idea.
All that does help build this pride we're talking about.
Yes, it would be really great to get we own Murundoy flag and so.
Permission to speak, Madam Chairperson?
Yes, Mrs. Carter.
Let me just note that the ground rules were not observed just now. I saw no one raise their hand before speaking. Anyhow, I think we ought to focus on the most pressing matters initially. The idea for emblems is a nice one, but it can wait. I also hope that we all will exercise the same kind of dedication for what we have agreed to do. A lot of times, these organizations start off with a zest, and after a few months, they've vanished or you hear about corruption.
Well, I think we have a dedicated group of people here who will not allow that to happen.
I'm not too sure about that, but we will see.
Mom?
Well.
All right. Thank you, Mrs. Carter. Let's move on.
He's not here,
Mom. Mom, I'm glad you came to the meeting.
I have no confidence in these people, Jill.
Mom, if you're going to be a part of this, you cannot come with your condescending attitude. All these people just have the best interests of Murundoy at heart, and you need to respect that.
How is your father doing, by the way?
I guess he's okay.
What do you mean, you guess?
How are you doing, Mrs. Carter?
I'm all right, fine, man.
I'm happy to know somebody like you on this committee. And don't bother with what's going on with Mr. Carter and Sister Patsy. This all a part of life. And as far as...
What? Mom, come on. It's time to go.
What's going on with Sister Patsy and my husband, fine man?
Look, he moving in with she don't mean
fine
anything.
Fine man, just... what are you saying? Cecil moved in with Patsy?
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Do you need financing to start up your business or to expand your existing one? Under the LCDS Micro and Small Enterprises Development Project at the Small Business Bureau, you may be eligible for a low-interest loan. Applying for financing is easy. Find out whether you qualify for financing under the MSED project by calling the SBB on 225-3276 or 227-1439.
Murundoy came to you in association with the Ministry of Communities, Republic Bank Limited, Edward B.B. Harry & Company Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, Spads Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.